Hello, welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 110. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And Diablo 3 is out.
Which means that's all we've really done. I did manage, actually amazingly, despite the fact that all three of us have Diablo 3, I managed to paint my bedroom until I ran out of paint instead of just getting tired of doing it, and you guys managed to garden.
Yes, we planted our entire garden.
So, go us for being productive nerds.
I don't know, I find Diablo is one of those games that I like playing it, but in, like, about hour spans of time, because then after that I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm feeling done.
See, my problem with Diablo is I lose track of time while I'm playing it.
Yeah.
It has a clock now.
It does have a clock, that doesn't mean that I look at it. Or that doesn't mean that the numbers going by have any true meaning. It's just one more quest thing. It's like, okay, so I just need to finish this area. But I've already discovered this area of the map, and the next quest wants me to stay here, so if I just keep doing it, I don't have to try and rediscover everything. So you just keep going, and going, and going. I usually find I don't stop until the quest section that I'm on has me talk to somebody back in town.
Yeah, that's kind of usually the increments that I go in.
I guess I haven't been... Well, I've seen so much in the first part of the game now, I'm like, okay, I know where to go. Because I just got the crown, and now I have to go get the Skeleton King. This is only, like, the fourth or fifth time I've seen it.
Yeah, I actually didn't play very much of the beta, so I was kind of enjoying going through everything. I do find the current mix of weapons I use on my sorcerer is I'm using Electrocute for my signature attack, and Annihilation Beam for my one that uses the... It's a cool attack, because... It looks like the cold beam one, only, red. But instead of stopping at an enemy, it continues to go through it. So if you have them nice and lined up, you're basically doing damage to all of them. I got a one-hit kill of 15.
What was the one-hit kill I got on my monk?
Well, that was mass kill.
Oh, no.
No, the mass kill was 40 for that
I got 60.
Attack.
I got a mass kill of 60 once.
Nice.
No, it was 63.
Yeah.
I like the fact
I can't remember why. There was, like, suddenly so many things on screen. I was just like, basically.
I like the fact that you get bonus experience for success for destroying stuff with such well succession.
Because that was a point when I had both Leah and the Scoundrel follow me around, too. So there's just, like, arrows going everywhere. And bells. I was dropping bells on people.
Bells?
There is one of the monk, like, secondary attacks is basically you summon in a holy bell, and it goes... You know, it goes, doo, and you go, bong, and it, like, shoots out a beam of killing things.
Cool. Yeah, my stuff, I seem to go with mostly defensive secondary abilities. Or at least stuff that, helps me, keep the enemies away from me and me live a little longer. For example, I'm using frost armor, that when things hit me, they freeze for a moment, so I can, either run away or kill them in the process. Diamond armor, so I absorb all damage for a little bit. Force wave, so I throw things away from me and then stun them. And then, I only have one of the fourth one right now, where I just basically absorb a bunch of power and then create a small explosion directly around me. I leave a crater!
I just have improved magic missile and improved ray of frost right now. I'm not very big on arcane orb.
Arcane orb can be handy when you have a lot of people, but I find I like to keep one AoE spell on me, which is Electrocute, for attacking multiple guys, and then one Focus Fire for when, I only have one person or there's some sort of elite I need to kill. I like being able to focus the damage on them.
Yeah, I'm not big on the shocking spells. I've never liked lightning in Diablo.
Wait till you get Electrocute. I think it's a little better.
Okay, because the first one just like... Don't care.
It doesn't have enough range for me. I'm playing a wizard. I want long range spells.
So yeah, what do I have equipped my monk now? Oh, I can't remember the names of any of my attacks. So they're the one where it debuffs enemies' attack speed and movement speed when I hit them. It's like my primary attack, and the bell's the secondary attack, and then I have my heal.
I had the dash, but I thought you replaced the dash. You just got something, or did you decide not to replace it?
Oh, I can't remember now. I was using the dash a lot. It's quite useful. But I thought I replaced it with whatever the new one was, and I can't remember what that was at all. So, but yeah, loads of fun.
I've been really enjoying the game so far. I like some of the simple stuff. It's just the minor stuff they've changed from Diablo.
No more freaking scrolls!
I know.
That's one great thing. You don't, because you're disenchanting stuff, you don't need, like, the masses upon masses of inventory space.
Mm-hmm. I found that I have too much dust right now, and I just finally started selling the magic items I don't need.
How can you have too much dust?
I have, like, 217 dust.
Put on your tomatoes.
I don't have any tomatoes. Go freaking crazy like that. My sorcerer does not have a garden. In fact, I'm pretty sure if he tried to plant something, it would either grow too big and try to kill him, or it would just die. That was a funny Penny Arcade comic, though.
Oh, God.
I use bows.
All right, I'm going to put that in a magic wood chipper or whatever.
It's what it is. You get dust. You either get dust or teeth. Nothing else. I looked this up. There is nothing else.
That's kind of the nice thing, because you just kind of have two things to stack up a lot of.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it. It's like, okay, I need to constantly disenchant the stuff, hoping I get this one damn item.
Yeah, shards. Need more shards.
Yeah, I find that simplicity nice.
I finally got my gym crafter the last time I was playing, so I was able to start, you know, combining these smaller gyms into bigger gyms.
I haven't seen gyms. I haven't killed the Skeleton King yet, and I've only seen a little bit beyond that, because Proteus is ahead of me, because we didn't buy my copy until this. Basically, I bought my key. This is one thing I wish, I don't know how Blizzard could do it properly. It's just like,
couples packs or something.
Something that's, you know, like a slight, like,
$10 to $20 discount for two for people. I don't know. You have to, like, prove that.
The family discount?
Yeah, or something. I don't know how you do that. Like, we're at the same address.
Yeah,
I just. Can you imagine how many college students would take advantage of that, though?
Because I don't need another copy to download because I already have it. I just need the authentication so I can go on and play.
Yeah, I could see that being an issue.
So it's like I'm spending $60. I guess it's weird. I feel like I'm just spending $60 for the.
You
basically spend $60 to get that, what is it, 10-digit key?
Well, you don't even have to do it, because you just log in on your Battle.net account and buy it, and then it's on your Battle.net account, and you just log in, you just turn on Diablo, and you go.
Okay, I've never bought anything through Battle.net, because I have boxed copies of everything.
This time I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to a store. I don't want to wait in line. I don't want to have it shipped to me, and it doesn't really matter. I can just go on and say, I want it now, and boom, there it is.
See, I have the big white box.
See, yeah, you went all collector's edition, and I'm just like, nope, I'm not going to spend that money. I barely want to spend the money for the game itself, because I got to buy it twice.
I can see that. I can definitely agree with that. Yeah, Irish Pride and I have been doing a lot of the co-op thing. It's kind of nice how stupid easy it is for you to do co-op with your friends when you want to. I mean, you're not seeing random strangers unless you purposely make your game public. It's not like you have to make it private. It's automatically private. But your friends can join in with you.
Yeah, it's always set towards, you know, no random people can come in, but all of my friends can.
Yeah. So like I'm playing around and all of a sudden Nick and Brandon are in the group with me. I'm enjoying that. What was some other things that are nice that they are a little different?
The difficulty curve seems good so far. I haven't got to Act 1 boss, so we'll see how that goes. We know how Act bosses have been historically in Diablo. Murder machines. They are murder machines.
I didn't actually die to the Act boss. There was two of us, though.
Did either of you die?
No. Yeah, I found that I do spend I'm a bit more strategic about my time. I'll basically run, fire, diamond form. The informant's almost up. Run. Basically, you know, move out of the boss's way, attack, and then go until go invulnerable, attack.
Whereas my strategy with the monk is essentially punch. It's just
I'm not melee, so yeah. I don't care about being directly in front of them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. In Skeleton King, I only dodged away a couple times when I was getting low on health, and it's like, oh, there's some other skeletons here that I can beat up and. Hopefully, and they should drop a couple of health globes, and I won't be so dying.
It's nice not having to sit there and spam one key for potions.
Yeah. My brother made a character on my account just to try it out. He made a witch doctor and got through the Skeleton King. And it was kind of funny because he had the zombie dog, you know, skill.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's, you know, taking on Skeleton King, he's like, summon dogs! The dogs go out and they attack the Skeleton King, and the Skeleton King does his one big, you know, mace swing, and they're all dead.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh,
darts!
Can I say the witch doctor has a set of lungs when he gets the multi-dart? Because it's just like...
It's like four or five
it's
darts.
It's three darts, like, in rapid succession. And he gets... That's his main attack. And it's like, that's a lot darts. Of darts. It's a lot of blood and power.
I don't understand how the jar of spiders works as an attack exactly.
There's like, a jar, you lob it, and there's spiders that come out and they swarm kind of over things.
Nick and I were talking about this. Where do the jars come from?
Cronus' brother was saying that too. He's like, how do you carry so many jars? And where do you get all the spiders to put in the jars?
Not small jars either, from what I was told. We were joking about
it. Well, the spiders are like a little, you know, like the kind of just like flavor spiders that you can see sometimes crawling around that aren't enemies. They're a little bit bigger than that.
Until you get the leaping spiders. There's like four of them. But you log a lot and then you get like a dozen spiders or more on the screen. They just don't do as much damage. They're not quite as effective as the dart as we, you know.
Yeah.
Well, at least what I was observing. And he played for about a couple hours and I was just watching.
Irish Pride and I had a question after we were going through later in one of the torture rooms. This guy seems to stockpile sacrificial heads. And we're trying to figure out, what do they need so many sacrificial heads for? And where do they get them all? Is it like, hey honey, I'm going out to the store, do you need anything? Yeah, grab me a dozen sacrificial heads, we're a little low here. Why do they need so many heads? Where's the rest of the body parts? Why only the heads? Is it like a muffin top? Nobody wants the bottom half of the muffin, they just want the top portion?
Wait, the whole muffin is good. What are you guys talking about?
It was a Seinfeld commercial. It was a Seinfeld episode.
Top of the muffin? They wanted to start that restaurant, and they just wanted to serve the top parts of the muffin, and they were just going to give the bottom part to, like, for charity or something. And they were like, do you think we're so, like, terrible that all we are deserving of is the bottom part of the muffins? Yeah. I that's one of the only episodes I actually watched part of.
Okay.
Sorry. Way off subject. But, yeah, there's just some things you're just like, don't think about too hard. You know, it's magic. He's magically conjuring spiders in a jar. Why particularly a jar and just not throwing the spiders out from his hands in a flash of magic? I don't know.
I also had to find out what a coif was by picking it up.
Isn't it like a thing that goes over your head?
It's a hat, yeah. But at first I'm like, a coif? What the hell's a coif? So I had to pick it up. It's like, oh, it's a hat. Okay.
I keep getting wizard hats for some reason. I'm like, they're always just like light quality, so not getting really special.
I haven't gotten anything really special for any other class yet, but I'm not very far, so.
And voodoo dolls! I keep getting voodoo dolls!
I'm into that one. Voodoo dolls and demon hunter quivers.
Or crossbows. I keep getting, like one-handed crossbows too.
I keep getting the quivers. It's like, I'll have like four demon hunter quivers in my pack.
And what I did finally get a, unique monk headpiece.
Yes.
A blue quality monk star thing or whatever. Magic. I don't know. Yeah.
Those are headpieces?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're monk headpieces, like monk
only
headpieces.
Monk forehead piece?
I just saw monk only, so I never paid attention to anything else it said.
Yeah, so now I kind of look like Combustion Man.
Well, I'll keep an eye out for any special monk pieces that I might come across. I know, for the most part, I've actually come across a very nice, nice number of yellow wizard gear, sorcerer gear.
Wizard. We're wizards now.
We're wizards who are very, now we're full of ourselves.
I find the female wizard to be full of herself. She's just very confident in her abilities and a little bit straightforward, but she's not snobby or high and mighty.
Well, I'm not really snobby, but when I'm saying things like, if they could see me now! I'm like, man, I sound full of myself when I say that.
I can't believe I've never said anything like that.
I usually get it after I get the big one-hit kills. And then, I know we were talking about this right before the podcast, but since we're recording now, I'm going to say it again. Deckard Cain sucks at keeping track of his bags. Because constantly I'm finding Deckard Cain's lost journal. It's like, what, were people constantly... I know he went all over the world, but how hard was it to keep track of his research material? It was the most important thing to him.
Well, we gotta have something in the game for you to kind of learn some background information on, so he had to lose them.
But I'm randomly getting his speeches about when I find new demons and stuff anyways.
Yeah, I wonder where that's coming from exactly.
It's like, I fight a monster, finish fighting the monster, new lore button. This monster has these many characteristics, and only an idiot would get killed by it.
I like the other guy who gives like a lore on like the beasts and stuff.
Yeah.
I especially love the Quill Beast one or whatever. I drove it off with my shoe! A lesser man would have run away!
But all you had available was a shoe? I mean, if you're a traveling merchant, which he was, I'm like, what, did you have some sort of weaponry nearby? Really? You know,
I wonder about some of these people, honestly.
How they live?
Exactly.
Like, given, you know, your character running around, like, ah, swarms of enemies everywhere.
And then there's a house, and these people just living in it. It's like, how are you still alive? Or like in Tristan, I found this farmer. It's like, my farm has recently become under attack by, the bats. It's like, I need it back. It's like, you know, and that guy actually was like, you know, most people would have taken that as a sign to leave. It's like, but it's the only thing my family has. Come back later. Don't stand around while your farm is infested with monsters.
Yeah, I guess I have to assume that in like the 20 years between the Diablo games, that the world is actually fairly normal.
Perhaps.
I can only assume.
That maybe it isn't constant.
Everybody has very short-term memory. Like, oh, that never happened.
I know, Leigh, it's like, they were only stories. Uncle Deckard's things were only stories. Did you completely forget the part where the evils of hell infested the planet and people had to kill them? It wasn't stories, it's history now.
Okay, these are like really nitpicky things to complain about, but sometimes it's just things that kind of take you out of the suspension of disbelief. Like, wait a minute. But I'm having fun. I don't know if anybody was expecting, like, all sorts of crazy, new, weird stuff, but I've just been enjoying it. It's just been fun. It's not too complicated. Graphics are pretty. I'm enjoying, you know, playing my character and kind of having a little bit of customization, which is a little bit different.
I like the fact that the runes, you know, they give you a way to spice up your attacks while still limiting them in a certain fashion.
I like that you can basically switch them out as desired.
Yes.
Not like Diablo 2, where it's like, oh, I just clicked on the wrong thing. Well, restart character.
Yeah, you hit the S button, you re-back your character however the hell you wish, and then you just wait for the cooldowns on whatever you swapped out to finish, which is like 30 seconds. And, okay, this part here might be a little bit of a spoiler. It might turn into a spoiler. The Stranger. Have you guys gotten to the point where you find out who the Stranger is?
No.
Okay. It should be obvious to Kane who the hell the Stranger is, because it's not like he's been a small part in his life.
I feel like it's pretty obvious to me, and I haven't got there, and I'm like...
Yeah, we're pretty sure. We're like, yeah, what happened?
Well, especially when Kane is like, I think he might be an angel. It's like...
Yeah, don't talk him.
It's like, is he possibly like the angel that's been in this like whole game series?
Only now he's mortal.
Well, that sucks.
Well, it was that or not help humanity at all.
What?
So, yeah.
What you do?
Everybody, you should be able to figure this out if you haven't gotten this far already. It's freaking telegraphed from like a mile away. They're announcing it with a bullhorn without actually saying it.
Well, it's like when he first appeared, I was like, this guy is either, you know, Tyrael or Diablo. It is one of the two. Well, it's because I was thinking back to, you know, the Wanderer from Diablo 2.
Uh-huh.
And he was always in, like, the dirty robes, and he kind of similar looking. I mean, it's like that guy was, like, totally destroyed and whatnot by Diablo out of him, but, you know, whatever.
Anywho. So, yeah, if you people can't tell, this is mostly Diablo 3-centric podcast.
Yes.
Because it's the main thing that's happened in the gaming world for the past week. And E3's not for another 2 weeks. E3's only 2 weeks. Oh, crap. Wow. So in honor of E3 coming up, I actually started a new section on the website called Random Rumors. And basically it's where I'm going to put any rumors that I've either heard in anybody actually could write this if they want to submit them to us at mail@thegamesite.com, or if other people want to write ones that they've heard.
I haven't heard anything, but I haven't really been looking very hard.
Well, it's for rumors either we've heard, rumors we decided to make up because they sounded interesting, or a mix of the two. The first article was actually a mix of the two for Bioshock Infinite. It was delayed till February 2013, as most people know. The industry rumors were it was either delayed to add more polish to it to make the game a little better, or it was delayed so it wasn't fighting a release window with the next Gran Turismo game. Which, honestly, I don't see that one too much because it's such different target audiences between racing games and a Bioshock game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I think they just need the polish seems more
likely.
Yeah, the real rumor seems that one seems more likely. My made-up one that I just think sounds cool is actually in the deserts of Dubai, They're building a working version of the City of Columbia, and they want to have it airborne and move to the States before the game launches.
You
know. That would be awesome, though.
I have no idea what it looks like, because I've never played any of the Bioshock games. So.
Well, basically, Columbia is literally a flying city. Whereas in the original Bioshock, Rapture was all underwater, Columbia is all in the air.
Okay. Sorry. I'm excited to play Bioshock. Not knocking it from not being a good game or anything, it's just... does not appeal to me.
Not many games appeal to you anymore, to be honest.
No, I'm just like, the more I think about it, the games I super enjoyed are now older, and there's just nothing new that captures me in the same sort of way, which makes me sad.
Well, maybe the point-and-click adventure, Double Fine Adventures will interest you, since that's very old style.
Well, it is, but I've never been huge on point-and-click adventure.
Then I don't know what to tell you. Get an iPhone and buy it and get all the Final Fantasy games that they've ported over to it.
There are Final Fantasies on the iPhone now?
Yeah, they've basically ported all the Final Fantasy, they started porting all the original Final Fantasy games to the iOS devices. One of my coworkers former coworker, he actually has a number of them.
Oh, that's the other thing Zelda Queen and I have done, is we finally caught up on Legend of Korra.
Mostly.
Well, mostly. We haven't. Because we're having to watch it on Nickelodeon online. And we're having trouble with it a couple weeks ago, like it would load an ad, but it would never actually load the show, which was really annoying.
That could be really annoying.
But then we tried again this weekend and watched everything except for yesterday's episode.
Well, then you're actually more caught up than I am, because I was recording them, but for some reason my DVR didn't record them all properly.
Well.
So you guys are more caught up on that than I am.
It's very good.
It's very fun. Two. It's a lot more serious right off the bat than...
Yeah, I think that's a function of the characters being older.
Yeah.
For one thing.
And it's a lot more, I think it's just more of a serious sort of plot in that sort of way.
They kind of moved into a pretty deep plot pretty quickly.
I think it's because I'm assuming the writer's like, we have one season to try and, they're doing two seasons?
Yeah, it was originally slated for only one season, but they're like...
Are they calling it a season 13 episodes or like 20-some episodes?
I don't know. It depends. But they are doing two seasons.
What was it in Last Airbender? Was it...
It was three seasons.
I know, three seasons, but how many...
But they varied in the amounts number of episodes.
But they were on the order of like 20 or something each, weren't they?
Close to it. Yeah. I think the first season was more like 18 or something, but there's a couple of, you know, this hour-long episode, so...
Well, technically those count as two episodes.
Yeah, except when you watch them on Netflix, it puts them together.
Well, I think that's for our sake.
Yeah, which is
like,
nice.
The fight with Ozai was, what was that,
it's like four episodes, I think.
Yeah, because it was like mini-movie for TV, certainly. Yeah.
Which, the fourth part where you actually get to see Aang fight Ozai, that was an awesome battle.
Oh, but the animation in this new one is very smooth, and I like the sort of painterly backgrounds that they've done. Like, they're not, like, they're detailed, but they kind of look like watercolors.
I like the music. It's great.
And it's kind of steampunky, but done in a way that it makes sense. It's not just random gears and leather and goggles and stuff. It's, like, functioning equipment and items, and you're like, that's the way it should look. It should be something that is technology-centric, but...
Everything has a function instead of a decorative purpose.
Yes. Yeah. Like, looking actually how, like, the metal bender's armor and the way their metal bending actually works is kind of crazy. It's functional.
Mm-hmm.
Same with, like, the
makes sense why they cars. Have those lines all over the place.
Yes. But basically what it is on their back, they have, like, basically it's a spool.
A big spool of, like, the kind of thick cable that they bend.
And it basically, the spool comes into, through their arms, and that's what they have, and it basically comes out of two, like, sort of slits, because it's basically the armor has a place that houses the cable down their arms, and that's what they use to bend and flick out. And it basically comes from the spool on their back. So they only have so much metal to bend. But they can bend a lot. It gets pretty lengthy.
Yeah.
You can tell that they definitely created this more for an adult audience than the normal Nickelodeon fare, I think. Because it's the adults that would pick apart, well, where did they get this spool? Where did they get the wire from? How did they do that?
You know it's true. So Equalist Gear is interesting, too, the way their stuff works.
Lots of electricity.
Yeah.
Well, it was just crazy, too, seeing how some sort of things that were kind of sort of rare bending power, especially like lightning.
Mm-hmm.
isn't quite as rare now. In fact, they use people, firebenders, who can bend and do lightning to power plants.
Cool. Well, it makes sense.
Oh, and the newest little mascot is absolutely adorable. The fire ferret.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely have the polar bear dog and the fire ferret for our mascots now.
Cute. Kind of funny.
Oh, God, when Mako goes... Or not Mako,
I can never remember the other brother's name. There's Mako and brother.
Is it Paku?
No. Mako's brother. Yeah, have you watched any episodes?
I've watched episodes. I've seen, like, 3 episodes.
Okay.
I don't... you guys are having a hard time remembering his name, and you've seen all but one.
I don't know why, but his name just does not stick.
It has an N in it. I can remember there's an N at the end of it, I thought. Or in the middle.
And it's gonna bother me now, and everyone's like, you should know it! I'm like, for some reason, his name, I can't ever remember
But anyways, he gets his feelings hurt, and so he goes and just, like...
Binges on...
Like... Noodles. These, like, kind of gross, like, green noodles.
Well, it's water tribe food.
It's water, yeah.
Yeah, we binges on it, and the Pabu's there with them.
And has also been eating lots of noodles. He's like...
And his, you know...
His stomach's all...
Yeah, that's sleepy.
He's, like, going, like, this, kind of trying to move himself.
It was just cute. It was, like, cute. And he does little tricks, and he's smart for the fire fairy. Oh, cute.
Bolin,
yes. I can't even remember that. I don't know why. Oh, look, I know it starts with a B. Oh, Amon was driving me crazy, though, because of Steve Bloom, who does Spike Spiegel. And so I'm just like, why does this voice sound so familiar to me? And put, like, more sinister and evil. And now they make the credits go by really, really fast, so you have to be, like, pausing before you think you need to pause in order to stop it so you can read the voice actor's names.
Yeah.
Or you look it up on Wikipedia.
Well, that is an option.
We were watching the episode. It was just easier to back up again and pause. Because I'm like, I'll recognize the name probably. Which I did.
Apparently he was also in Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
He does a lot of stuff.
He does a lot of voice work. So.
He used to do 7-Eleven commercials for a while. Digimon, on the radio.
Bizarre, Cooly Cooly.
But, yeah. So Cora is recommended.
And if you haven't watched any, you can just go online to... Nick.com. You gotta watch a couple of, you know, ads every so often, which is usually like Nickelodeon games, but
yeah.
They last less than 30 seconds and it's not bad suffering through them.
That SpongeBob Bob game though, it's like.
Super Happy Bouncy Time! It's yes! Like
SpongeBob Animoos.
Yeah, it's SpongeBob Super Happy Bouncy Time, or.
It's just like, I don't know. It's very weird.
It is very weird.
I'll take your word on that.
So you just have to suffer for, you know, through those, and they're not that... The only thing that's weird is you get one right when you start. You have to watch an ad when you first start. You get to watch the episode of it, and there's an ad, and you get to watch a little bit more, and I think there's another ad, and you get to watch it all the way to the end, but before you watch the credits, you have to watch another ad.
Which means you usually go, well, next episode.
Yeah. That actually sounds like it's probably set up by Hulu, then.
But it's not on Hulu.
No, and it's not...
Because I looked that up, because I was like, oh, I wonder if I can watch it on Hulu, and I was having trouble with it. Well, you go to Hulu, it just has little clips, like adverts for Korra. It redirects you back to Nickelodeon.
Gotcha, so it actually is done by Hulu then, because I've actually seen several, like Funimation does that for some of their stuff.
Yeah.
It's still done by the Hulu video servers, I think, but it's...
It must just, like, force you to the Nickelodeon site for Nickelodeon's... ad revenue, yeah. Basically.
Probably.
Because Funimation's ones, the adverts for it, though, are actual, like, Hulu advert things. I have watched stuff. These ones are different because they're not nearly as long, and they're always Nick-centric.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
But they're not that bad to suffer through, because, like I said, they're, like, 15, 20 seconds of that. It's considering I'm watching 25 minutes of a show, watching... A minute worth of adverts by the end isn't so bad.
And considering you're not, you know, they're not getting any revenue from you from, you know, paying for the Comcast cable, that's actually a pretty small price to pay. Because you're essentially paying them not to go through the cable companies.
Which I enjoy. I don't need 50 bazillion channels of things I'm not going to watch and pay $100+ a month for it.
Cable companies really have to start redoing how they're doing their stuff.
Yeah, it's like, sorry guys, I can spend $10 on Netflix, and you know, that's enough, mostly.
Yeah, eventually I'm going to get rid of cable. At least I'd like to. It's not just my choice. Care Bear watches a lot of cooking shows.
See, I do, there's certain things I do miss, but for the cost, I'm like, I wish, you know, maybe sometime in the future, you can pick and choose what you want.
Yeah, if you could spend like
a la carte,
you know, $20 towards your cable and get like 20 channels or something. I don't know.
Particular ones you want. This.
Yeah, so you could be like, okay, I would like History Channel, Discovery,
Food TV,
HGTV,
DIY,
a few others. I'm sure we figure out. I might grab ESPN just so that we can actually have people come over and like, let's watch some sports.
Well, we'd have to grab like Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network just so we could watch.
Sorry, Comedy please. Central. I pick up Comedy Central so I can actually watch
The Daily Show.
Yes, and Colbert.
Yeah, in my case, it would be Disney for Spider-Man and the Avengers, G4 because I really find Attack of the Show and X-Play entertaining, and occasionally Ninja Warrior as well. Discovery because I need to watch the MythBusters.
They're on Netflix now.
Yeah,
on streaming. Several seasons
on Netflix. Yeah.
But it's the new episodes. I know it's stupid.
We watched the Watcha episode. Oh god.
And Cartoon Network. And what other channels do I actually watch?
See, when you start counting down to it, you're like, I might have 100 channels to choose from, but I maybe only watch 10 if that.
Yeah, that's my problem. The problem is the channels that we watch are all, of course, on the high freaking tiers. Like, Carrie really wanted to watch the Cooking Channel, so that bumped us up to their highest tier. Because that's the only tier it's on. Before that, we were on the tier just below that, because that's the only tier, because you have to get that tier to get G4.
You guys get cable, right?
We have Dish Network.
You have Dish Network. Okay, because I know my parents have DirecTV.
And they don't have
the G4. G4 got dropped, because they just didn't want to renew their contract with them. They're like, no, got rid of it. And Cooking Channel's already included in the package.
Yeah, for us, we had to go up to get Cooking Channel. She also watches Food Network and HGTV. Those are the primary things she watches. I might throw History Channel in there because Pawn Stars and Modern Marvels is entertaining from time to time.
Yeah, it's just.
But that's really all I watch. Is like three cartoon-related channels, video games, and heck, I could be fine with just those four, honestly. Everything else, I could wait for. Hell, I could wait for the cartoon stuff because it'll appear on some other way for me to see it. I could save a lot of money just by subscribing both Hulu and Netflix.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It would save me $80 a month.
Yeah.
Think about what you could use that $80. I know we're getting kind of off subject.
This is off subject a long time ago.
It's entertainment stuff. We're geeky. People, you know, like to consume things. And it's just like, I sometimes wonder like when my parents would buy stuff, purposely get HBO to watch like The Sopranos or something. HBO is starting to lock down where they don't even want their stuff on Netflix half the time, even after it's been out, because they want because they'll just do reruns on HBO, but they want people to buy HBO so that he can just watch the reruns and the new stuff and take years before it gets released in some other manner.
HBO is bullshit, personally.
But it's the cable company thinking that everything has to go through just them. It's like, guys, there are other ways you can reach people that is more cost-effective, probably in the long run, if you stop to think about it, and more adaptable, because then people can kind of, I think it's just like, consumers now are having more choice mm-hmm. in the way you consume things, and so because people are starting to give you those sort of freedoms of like, you can pick what you want.
Well, and then we're also having issues with the free internet thing, net neutrality, thank you. Comcast is starting to get in a lot of trouble because recently an Xfinity app was released for the Xbox.
Oh yeah, I heard that. Where it's throttling.
They're not throttling necessarily. Their content has different navigation bits basically assigned to it, which is treating their data differently than all other data, so it's not, it's not being added to your cap when you use it. So that's not fair to like Netflix and Hulu users. Where, honestly, if you reach that 250 gigabyte cap, you might need to rethink things, how you're downloading on the internet.
Well, it's pretty hard to do that just watching streaming Netflix.
I have one friend that did it.
Do they have his TV like on all day?
He set up a home media server and set it to go to several Usenet groups in order to download TV shows.
See, that's not the same as Netflix streaming, though.
I'm just saying, that's how he did it. doing media, but it's very difficult to do. But I could see where Netflix and Hulu are getting at. Say you have a large family. Let's say you have two Xboxes, two and a PS3. Xbox in boys' room, PS3 in girls' room, Xbox in parents' room. You all want to watch something different, so you all go in, you're all streaming HD content. If you do this way too damn much, you could potentially reach that limit. Majority of people don't get anywhere near that much, but Comcast is getting in trouble for prioritizing their traffic, basically,
yeah,
in different fashions than normal traffic is done.
Yeah, it's just like, I think it's because the internet has had a lot of freedom, and there's other models that just aren't as viable as they used to be, so they want to put all this stuff in place so they're, you know, still viable.
Let's take our phones for instance.
I am not so sad about, if I can get both of our phones on one data package because I don't use it at all, mm-hmm, but it's the same price, I'm all for it. Because if we get along on the Wi-Fi so much, we barely use, because I don't want to use my phone to watch movies and music streaming might be the future, but I'm on a computer all day anyway, so that's not a big deal, and I don't get blocks at work.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's handy for those of us that have blocks on Pandora at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean,
anywho, this is a long podcast.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're going to go ahead and end it there. So this was mostly Diablo, a little bit of Korra, and entertainment to news. Feel free to visit us at thegameslave.com, where you can see links to our Facebook page, our Twitter feed, and our store, along with any stories that we have, which you can go ahead and comment on, and you can shoot us ideas to mail@thegameslave.com, or you can also go through the forum link on the side. In the meantime, you all have a great week. We will see you later, and game on.
Game on.
Game on.